Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Guys, today I want to talk to you a little bit about, feelings, emotions and whatnot. And the idea between, the idea I'm trying to get across to you is it sort of stems from my working with the apprentices. I have two apprentices thus far. There will be more to come. And what I do with the apprentices is I'm basically taking them from very early stage traders to experts, basically. So they're full-time if they wish to be full-time. Now, you don't have to be a full-time trader to sort of suggest that you're successful at it. I just want to make sure these guys can create a good income and do very well and know what they're doing and be able to help others in that same path as well. Now, from my point of view, the whole message for this business, the whole message for TraderCobb.com, the education and what I'm doing in this space is to help you to be the best trader you can be, the best market participant, the best version of yourself. It all comes together. If you want to be a good trader, there's a lot of areas in your life you need to get right before the trading side can click perfectly. And it's a constant, a constant journey of self-discovery. And I know that sounds very profound and maybe that I'm getting outside of my depth here, but I'm honest with you. I'm straight with you all the time. I tell it how I see it. I am who I am. And for those of you that have met me, the person that you get in the podcast and my content and my courses, I'm exactly the same person. I'm pretty brutal. I'm pretty honest. I'm pretty straight down the line. That's what this podcast is really about today in this particular show, is about helping you to understand that you've got to be honest with yourself and everybody else. Sometimes what you want is not what you need, and sometimes what you need to say is not what other people want to hear, and that's big. So coming back to the apprentices, I work with these guys once a week. I help them with their trading. I look at their trades. We talk about their trading. I look at their results. We work pretty closely. We cover all the things. I always ask them at the end of the session, you know, is there anything else? You know, is there anything that you're feeling? Is there any emotion? Is there any issues? What's the deal here? Now, the apprentices are chosen as people that have done the courses that are in the Trader Cobb community, because I want to see who's engaging, who's communicating, who's putting the work in. They're not randomly plucked. They are pulled from the community group so that I get the right type of person, someone who's putting the effort in. And you know what? When I'm in these sessions, they bring up all sorts of bits and pieces, but sometimes, you know, that Luke and Matt will both attest to this. I would just say, no, that's a terrible trade. Oh, but. All the buts in the world, all the justification in the world doesn't take a bad trade and make it a good trade. And I tell the truth. Now, it might not be what they want to hear. And I have said, look, scale your risk all the way back. Don't think about making money. Go to 0.1% risk. Risk a tiny amount of money. They don't want to hear that because they know that's a backward step. In their trajectory towards their goals, they think that if I'm not increasing my amount of risk X, you know, whenever it's following to my plan, because I do have rules to increase their risk, it can feel like a backward step. Now, I'm the mentor, right? I'm the one who's working with them. They are the apprentice. The reason that I am the mentor is because I've been through all this. I've made all of these mistakes. And sometimes, very often actually, to take what might seem like a step backwards can actually be a giant step forward. And they've learned this because, you know, to take a step backwards and say, look, you're not trading enough, take a step back, trade more, make more mistakes, then we can assess these mistakes and we can help you to move forward. Well, sometimes I don't tell them what they want to hear. But I'm not here to just stroke your head and tell you everything's going to be okay. In the Slack community, I've got a lot of people in there that are trading, that are having a go on posting their trades, and I commend them for that. And they need to understand that when they're posting their trades up in a forum like that, I'm not going to cut them down and make them feel silly or belittle them or anything like that. Not at all. It's not there to harm any egos or to boost mine. The whole point of the community and having all those people in there to help and to critique and to share and to grow with you is to grow, is to learn, is to educate, is to better yourself. Now, if I see something in there that is not right, I'm going to say it. And again, I'm not saying it to belittle. I'm not saying it to boost my ego. I'm not saying it to be rude. I'm saying it because it needs to be said, and it needs to be said in a certain way. I don't fluff around. We're not always able to make people happy. And that's not our task in life. Our task in life is to grow ourselves and to help the people around us to grow. Don't worry if what you're going to say upsets people. Look, I, you know, my partner, right? at this many times. Oh, how do I look here? Well, most of the time she's bang on. You know, it looks fantastic, gets everything right, the whole thing, it comes together really well. On the odd occasion that it doesn't, I say, oh, look, I don't think that goes together. Now, of course, you can imagine how that goes down. But I expect the same from her. If I'm doing something dumb, like Ruth will tell me sometimes, she'll say, look, you know, here's the thing. You're stressing out about stuff you don't need to stress about. And to hear that, you're like, yeah, blah, blah. You're having this internal fight with yourself. And then you go, she's actually right. What am I doing? This is stupid. Everything's good. What am I worried about? And then it allows us to have that moment where we have that aha moment. Stop, shift, change your perspective and think. If we lived in a society where everyone always tells each other that everything's always good and that they're always right, and we do to a certain extent, we don't actually get any chance to grow. We need honesty to ourselves in our trading, in our everyday lives, and to our friends. Uncomfortable truths are what we need, you and I included. These uncomfortable truths help us to see a part of us that we may not have seen. And if we can see that, we can recognize that. And if we are human enough and present enough and mindful enough to take that on board and improve, then that's going to help us. Okay? It's going to help us to be better. So don't take criticisms as criticisms. Take them as places where you can learn to grow. If I'm there with you and you're in the community, or if you end up being an apprentice of mine, or if you just happen to comment on my Facebook or whatever, and you don't agree with what I'm saying, that's fine. And look, don't worry. If people disagree with my ideas all the time, I'm cool with that. I love that. It's what the honesty loop is. And without that honesty loop, our internal dialogue and our friends around us, we can't grow together. That's what the Trader Cobb community is for. It's for honest. It's an honest community, an honest platform for you to post your trades, to discuss it with people, to learn and grow. So guys, I hope this has been beneficial. I know it's not market specific, but I felt compelled to provide this because I think it's a really important step in the right direction for all of us to do with our trading and to do with life in general. So have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.